Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
So three women believed to have been linked to the anti-foreign foreign group Operation Dudula. As you know, Operation Dudula have been quite busy. We've spoken to them a few times. Really not happy with the foreign nationals going to get medical assistance either at local clinics or in hospitals. So, unfortunately, three of their representatives were arrested, and two of them appeared briefly at the Olanda Magistrate Court today. They were facing charges of public violence, trespassing and violation of the National Health Act. They were released on a warning, but we were hoping to speak to Operation Dudula, so they'll perhaps join us in a short while. But I want to speak to Executive Director at the Human Rights Institute of South Africa, Colette Letlojane, who has repeatedly asked Operation Dudula to reconsider their methods. A very good evening to you, Colette, and thank you so much for your time.
Good evening, and thank you very much for having me tonight.
This is an ongoing conversations where you have asked that Operation Dudula perhaps reconsider their methods because you don't agree with how they're doing things. Explain.
Yeah, I think the modus operandi is quite violent and very disruptive. And we keep on saying that it puts the security of the state at risk and also endangering those that they are, described as illegal or undocumented in South Africa and seeking medical health or at our medical facilities for assistance with their health. The accessing of facilities without permit. They are not allowed. This is trespassing. And nobody has given them the right or the responsibility of barging into buildings, into facilities. The fact that they're South African, they are not member of the police. And even if they were, the police, they have a duty to act responsibly. They don't, if they barge into buildings, entering premises, they need to produce a warrant. So with them, we don't understand what makes them to exercise this kind of right that even put in danger to the citizens and to the law enforcement as well.
I know there have been efforts to try and engage. I mean, how are you doing on that front?
Well, it's very, very difficult because actually what they have been doing, they've been identifying organizations that have been doing litigation. I don't know if you are aware.
Yeah.
Some weeks back, Section 27, South Africa Human Rights Commission, and anyone who happens to be having litigation duty or responsibility and protecting people that need legal assistance, they get targeted. They actually want to violate their right physically, attacking them. So they are very violent, and I do have some a member that I do engage with, and she has like shut her heart or her reasoning. You do not even get whereby we can speak and reason about looking at the whole situation and providing some recommendations and some better ways, better approaches in dealing, in addressing the issues. Because their anger is of police failure or some institutions that are involved in corruption that have opened up doors to illegality or illegal activities. Now they are, they do not act like that against those perpetrators. You know, the people who are committing wrong or who are at fault here are those that are being described as undocumented or illegal in South Africa. So they are one-sided. They do not deal with the issue comprehensively. They are, for example, reports by journalists that have been revealing people, employed officials that are inside government institutions selling documents like death certificates. They've been, like, we don't know how many death certificates have been sold up to the time when they got arrested. And then what happens to those people that are in those death certificates? Will they be validated or revoked? What are they, you know, they are not dealing with such aspects and really tackle the problem that we have of corruption in the country and how to ensure that everyone in South Africa, as long as they are human beings, they are treated with human dignity. And if people commit crimes, they can be arrested. Law enforcement has got the responsibility to do so. Sorry, ma'am.
And are you saying that, you know, efforts to engage have not been fruitful?
No, they have not been very fruitful. Because our agenda, according to them, is totally different. You know, we are we want to relax the laws. We want to turn the constitution to the benefit of people who are less benefiting. First of all, our constitution, I keep on saying that you don't just read Section 27 and go and say, yeah, this is what the constitution says. They don't go into the content, you know, like read other aspects of the constitution, because you can imagine all the guarantees in the constitution are being given out to people, and then to the detriment of the citizens, you know. So rights, I keep on saying, rights are not absolute. They are subject to limitation. Wow. And if they are subject to limitation, your action must be lawful. It must be justified. It must be necessary. So the courts are the one that can give out that kind of measurement. So a person like myself and them do not have that kind of powers or rights to think that we can limit, we can restrict certain rights because we feel angry. We feel that law enforcement is not doing what it's supposed to be doing or is not doing enough.
Yeah, we were scheduled to speak to them. Unfortunately, we can't get through now, but I really appreciate you giving us your time. Executive Director at the Human Rights Institute of South Africa, Colette Letlojane. It would be really nice to hear from Operation Tudula. They said they were scheduled to have a conversation with Home Affairs, and we were going to get an update on that. And it seemed like they were ready and open to engaging with law enforcement agencies as well as other departments just to try and make sure that essentially they don't find themselves where they get arrested like they did over the weekend. And of course, the people that facilitated this were the nurses in the clinic, citing that they feel themselves unsafe. So let's go to Malitsima in Springs. Malitsima, very good evening to you and welcome to Point of View.
Hi, Oskamela, how are you?
I'm good. Your comment?
Yeah, I don't want to be misunderstood, ne? Oskamela, most of the people, they are not all bad, ne? And I'm at home, Oskamela, most of the time, I'm not back in Navia because But I don't condone the way that she's done thing, Oskamela. Sometimes it's a lot more to be low, but if more paper, then Bamuchi Gisa. Sometimes I rebond. I can't go by maybe movie, get out of bunch of boot. I feel horror. That government having a catola the way horror, how do we deal with this thing? That's about somehow my South Africans are a hat because they don't have to halang, maybe like a bassa, baduja, mar asubona go fail. I'm praying that we find a way horror bunch of boot in all this horror lookisa country, but sometimes there are lookisa. hantira senya ena re bontsi le botho re bontse kutlwelano to a human being. Like I just wanted to say that I was being in love.
Yeah, no, thank you so much for that, Malitsima, there in Springs. We had promised you a conversation with Operation Dudula earlier on. Unfortunately, we were not able to get through. Our diaries were a little bit mixed up, but they are here now. Zandile Dabula is on the line with us. She is a president of Operation Dudula. Thank you so much again for talking to us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, and good evening to the listeners at home. Thank you so much for having us tonight.
Sure. I just wanted us to touch base on the reasons behind the arrest of some of your members last week, where they were apprehended by the police at Orlando. I beg your pardon. I think it was in Orlando, in a clinic in Orlando. Give us the background of that particular story, please.
So, you know, our members were arrested for, you know, putting South Africans first. Because what we do in these operations is that we just merely want prioritization of our citizens, because we've been, you know, pushed out. We've been left outside of the system when foreigners are actually benefiting with our tax money, and it cannot be correct. So our members were arrested because, yes, we do these daily programs where we visit healthcare facilities, making sure that the only people that access these facilities are South Africans. When you are a foreigner, you need to go to a private space and pay for the services that you'll be rendered at that specific time. I mean, here we're trying to deal with corruption. We've seen how you know, buses are stopped and searched going to Zimbabwe with medication. So we're not just dealing with issues here. We are dealing with issues that are really happening on the ground. We've seen it. It's been tested. And, you know, it's proven that there is a syndicate that goes around different healthcare facilities, collects these medications, and go and sell them where they come from, the country of origin. So those are the things that we're dealing with. But unfortunately, because we have, you know, an arrogant government that will not listen to its own citizens, a government that will work against its citizens when they're trying to raise a genuine concern. That's the same reason why there's a pushback from the SAPS, because they've received a mandate that they need to arrest members of Operation Dudula. So our members were stationed at Kwas, which is known as Lilian Goyi Clinic in Diepkloof. And, you know, there's a lady by the name of Uzodwa, which happens to be the district director of the clinics that side, who called the police and ordered them that they need to arrest members of Dudula, and they did just that.
I believe that from one of your members, we got confirmation that you were trying to engage Home Affairs. How is that going, and has that actually happened?
So for the past 5 years, we've been trying to get attention from the government. We have been marching for the past 4 years to different departments, Home Affairs, Education, Health Department, you know, submitting memorandums with a list of demands. You know, in all of these lists, we're saying that we need prioritization of South Africans. We want our borders to be secured. We want safety for our kids. You know, we're talking about how our cities are deteriorating, the buildings are dilapidating. And, you know, the list is just endless. The drugs that are being fed to our brothers and sisters out there. And we've tried reaching out, you know, to all the departments. The last resort was when we marched to the Union Building trying to get attention from the president of this country. But we did not even get any response. Now, because the issues are, you know, it's getting worse, and we receive these complaints and concerns on a daily basis. We can't just sit and do nothing about it. You know, that's when we now need to act. You know, if in the absence of the leadership, citizens will rise and they will, you know, take matters onto their own hands. I'm not saying that we should take matters in our own hands, but what I'm saying is that the citizens are hard for. If you can look around, even where Dudula is not, you know, present, you'd find ordinary South Africans going to public clinics, making sure that South Africans are the only people that access these facilities. And I mean, you know, the results are showing positive results, I must say, because there was an interview that happened in Newsroom Africa where there was a male nurse and, you know, a lady, not just she was a doctor, or I got that interview right in the middle of it. And, you know, she was expressing herself that they are overworked in these healthcare facilities. They work overtime, and at times they would not even go for lunch or their tea breaks because, you know, they need to push. And nobody's talking about that. And, you know, today they spoke openly to say that ever since Operation Pitila have been stationed at these facilities, we can see change. We now work as, you know, as normal human beings. We can go out for lunch. We now can, you know, start, you know, even attending to our families, because previously you get home, you're tired, you can't even give your kids attention, which is not fair for our healthcare workers. Our systems are suffocating because of the influx of foreigners, and it cannot. Something needs to happen.
Obviously, in my view, the arrests are not going to be sustainable. I mean, I think one of your members was a 60-year-old, and I mean, I think, I don't know who I was watching that was crying. I mean, it really seemed like a terrible ordeal over the weekend. The health department today said that they are busy with negotiations to reach you, or they have already reached you. I'm not sure. I'm just wondering what a sustainable plan is, because arresting your members is not sustainable.
Definitely, it's not sustainable. So, you know, the emotions that you've seen today was because the treatment that they have received whilst they were kept inside. I mean, they were treated like, you know, hardcore criminals. They had no visitors. No food was allowed for them. And, you know, the situation was just bad. The IO kept, you know, insulting them. And, you know, you know, bad things happened to them. That's why you saw there was such attention. But they promised that they would not stop, because, I mean, it has started and results are showing, good results are showing they should continue. So we had a meeting with the Minister of Health today, which took place.
Okay.
This afternoon.
Okay.
And, you know, we were in engagement, because the nice thing about this is that Dr. Aaron Motsoaledi was, you know, used to be the Minister of Home Affairs. So he understands all of these dynamics.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I must applaud him, because we've seen the work that, you know, he had put when he was the Minister.
Mm.
You know, we were given a chance to comment and, you know, send our comments for the white paper, and we submitted everything, you know, because he also wanted change. He's concerned about the influx of foreigners.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, unfortunately, he is trapped in the health department. He's no longer in the immigration in the Home Affairs department. He has, you know, done a lot. I mean, the white paper is sitting on the president's desk and just needs, you know, just one thing, that the bill needs to go out and then the implementation starts. But because there is no political will, it's still sitting on the president's desk. That's the same reason why we still have the influx of foreign nationals that will, you know, have a bad negative impact on, you know, our health department, education, labor, you know, and in all of these departments, it's because of the influx. So, you know, he really tried, and he's still trying. But unfortunately, our engagement today was that, you know, he can't really do anything. The right people that we need to talk to here is the Home Affairs and the law enforcement agencies. What he can try and do probably is to make sure that, because that's now our advice, that make sure that there are immigration officers and, you know, law enforcers in these healthcare facilities, so that if there is an emergency, when a person is treated, they need to be handed over to law enforcers once they have been stabilized and sent back home. You know, those are the discussions that we had. But obviously, we're going to have a media briefing to unpack everything that we discussed today.
Did he promise to bring them to the table? Because if clearly, you know, he says it's not something he can do anything about, fine. But these are his colleagues. These are members of cabinet that he sits.
That's exactly what we said to him. Say, you know, these are your comrades. You sit on the round table with these people. They are your colleagues. I'm sure you can ask them to come through because we need them. I mean, I don't know how many times have I tried reaching out to the current Minister of Home Affairs. He would not even return my calls. I would send him messages and he would not even respond.
But was it not the same one when you started calling?
No, I'm talking about the current one. Remember the minister that we met today is of...
No, I understand. What I'm saying is that you're saying that you've been trying to get hold of them for 5 years. And I'm saying...
I'm saying
he was in that seat.
But at least now he responded. Once we got hold of his direct contact, at least he responds. We've got direct contact of the Minister of Home Affairs, but he would not come back to us. And, you know, the information that we received today in that meeting is actually going to take us forward, though it will not happen overnight.
Yeah.
But it will definitely take us somewhere.
I really appreciate you giving us your time. Zandile Tambula is Operation Dudula President. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
On Kaya 959 with Pimela Mudine. What's yours?